Earl, you're on the air on KLOS with Frank Sontag.
Oh, hey, good morning, Frank.
Morning, Earl.
Nice to talk to you. I hope I can, you know, keep my thoughts together at this late hour, but I'd like to follow up with that lovely woman was saying before that, you know, the Lebanese people and the Israelis are, they're wonderful people, and they don't deserve all this going on, but we in America need to understand that there is a large faction of people in the Middle East who are radical, and they want to eliminate Israel altogether, and they lump us right in there with them. That they will not be happy until we are defeated, and it's like it's a big 9/11 hanging over our head. And you know, I'm riveted by the events in Israel and Lebanon every day, because I realize this is we're on the verge of you know, of a World War III. This whole thing is going to blow up. And, you know, maybe our ill-fated attempts in Iraq have just made us more unpopular there. But, you know, I don't know what we should do about it. But I know it's like when someone wants to.
When you say you don't know what we should do about it, what are you talking about? Do about what?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, we are always on the side of Israel, and that's what just you know, it just fans the flames there in the Middle East. You know, basically, you know, the Muslim extremists hate us. They would like to take us down. You know, we're a lot bigger than they are, but they're gonna throw their darts at us. And I don't know how we should react to it, but I just think the American people should realize that, you know, we are at war. These people hate us. They want.
Now, when you say we are at war, what do you mean?
We are at war because there's a lot of people in this world who are arming themselves.
You can't believe this stuff. You absolutely, as a grown man and grown adult, you can't expect me to believe that you actually believe this stuff.
Well, I, you know, I called you. I knew you were a little left of me, but I thought you might just take my sentiment that I think this is a very real threat to us in America. I mean, we sit around watching baseball games and eating hot dogs and stuff like that, while there's a lot of people in this world who want nothing more than to you know, blow up our cities.
Why? Why do they want to do that? What grievance or what issues do they have with us, or are they just crazy terrorists?
They're religious extremists, and they live in a part of the world where you know, life is hard, and it's easy to recruit young boys to be to go in and you know, and blow up people, and you know, I mean, suicide bombers. When's the last time an American?
Yeah, but
bombed themselves and went in and blew up somebody else.
Why do they
do that?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. And when I asked you,
they have a huge hate against us.
But why? You think they wake up and they just hate America, or somehow they're brainwashed into hating America? Why? And by the way, when I said about you can't believe that, I was speaking more rhetorically than directing it at you.
No, I understand.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you don't take offense to what I was saying.
I'm a reasonably sane middle-aged man.
Okay,
you know, I've been around a long time, but you know,
why is the hate? What is the hate about with America? Why? If we don't ask the roots, if we don't look for the causes of these things, we'll just perpetuate the violence. As Gandhi said, an eye for an eye and the whole world is blind.
Well, you know, we've been laying in bed with the wrong people in the Middle East ever since we struck oil in Saudi Arabia. So, you know, basically, you know, Muslim extremists, they want to eliminate everybody else. That's their goal.
See, to me,
they don't, you know, the extremists, they do not want to live in harmony with everybody.
Yeah, to me, that's too easy. I don't buy that. That's way too easy of an explanation. I just don't buy that.
Well, what's your explanation?
I think it's much, much more complex than just the age-old let's just scapegoat and label a group of people so hateful, so terror-filled that they have no problem strapping bombs to themselves and killing innocent people. Let's just demonize and scapegoat this group of people. So therefore, we don't have to take a look at us, figuratively speaking. We don't have to take a look at us, how we contribute to this violence too. I mean, again, the question on the table for me is, why is it some elements of the world hate America? I disagree with the president when he rambles on with his inane remarks that somehow they hate freedom. Quite the contrary. I think that has nothing to do with it. I think they have specific grievances and issues with America. They do take it to the fanatical level. But hell, they're Christian fanaticals right here in our own country.
Well, yeah, well, certainly there are. And, you know, and, well, I'm not sure, I agree with your statement that everybody, wants freedom and wants, you know, and wants human rights for everyone. Because
I didn't say everyone wants freedom. What I said was I don't agree with the president that somehow these quote unquote terrorists, hate America because they hate freedom. It's way too simple. It's just way too simple.
Well, they hate us because they obviously see us in a different way than we see ourselves. You know, when we do something, you know, I mean, we give more, you know, when any catastrophe happens, we give more money and help more people than anybody, all other countries in the world put together. But
that may be the case, but that's not the issue here.
But, I mean, it's not always taken that way.
We're also head and shoulders the number one arms merchant in the world, second to none. More than, I've seen statistics, the second nation, the third nation, fourth, fifth, sixth combined pales in comparison to us as being the number one arms manufacturer and exporter. That's what we make. We make bombs. So you can't tell me that's not part of the problem. And also, I've asked a couple of times, I'll tell you my one of many answers to this question, because it's very complex and I don't profess to know all the answers, but I do know part of the problem is we're in their home, stomping on their necks, telling them how to live their culture. And if that was happening in America, we wouldn't like it either. Osama bin Laden was our ally until we had troops on Saudi soil. Get the hell out of Saudi Arabia. What are we doing there?
Well, why don't we just get the hell out of the whole Middle East?
Well,
except we bought their oil.
Well, you and I may have an agreement there.
It sounds like I can agree with you on.
I'm sure we can agree with a lot more things if we spend some time together. But again,
all right. Well, you were looking for a call in the Middle East, and I'm just, you know, I think are a lot more serious than Americans seem to take them right now.
Well, I don't know. It depends on, I think,
what our country should do about it. I'm not sure, but I just think we just sort of, you know, it's just another picture on the front of the newspaper every day. But it's their lives, and it's a horrible thing that they're living through. And, you know, and of course our hands are you know, the blood's on our hands too. But America really needs to pay more attention to this.
Well, I would agree with you on that. That's a note we can end an agreement for sure on. Thank you for the call. I think America does need to pay more attention. And I think early on Earl was talking about where our attention is, and I would tend to agree. We seem to be caught up in this, as long as it doesn't affect me, let's watch reality TV, let's do everything we can do to just feel good and be happy, and yet there is a rest of the world that exists, if you will.